I know you and I are watching. The rest of Falcon Nation is watching. We feel like this team can be a real contender. And, right. you know, part of that is beating lesser teams. With that said, one of the things that's interesting, and, you know, listen, I'm not going to tell you Nostradamus was at work here. I just was paying attention in camp to Darnell Mooney and the interaction with Kirk Cousins. And when they were working out and doing things and running routes and all this, there was just a lot going on. And then that has transpired and carried over into the season. So are they building something special? And it's funny because Mooney came out this week and we played the soundbite. He said, if I'm messing up, Kirk gets after you. I want the same energy. It's nothing personal. He's just trying to win games. So, Mike, as we head into this game, Zach Robinson, what is he going to do and how does he call this game? Because let's be honest, no Derrick Brown in the middle. Don't we run the football?
Yeah, man. Derrick Brown is kind of up there. I mean, there's a bunch of guys who've been our nemesis over the years in the NFC South. And we talked about there's been certain players that just get in the backfield and just dominate. And Derrick Brown has been one of those guys. And I think, you know, if you want to look at where they are, they're injured in the front, in the middle, an offensive line at center. They got another tackle that's out. And you just talked about one of the big guys who's been a space grabber and just a disruptor against us. And you've got a veteran quarterback. We're 3-2. If we, you know, right now, same thing last year, Carl, we're 3-2. But it's different. And it's funny. Real quick sidebar. I got another neighbor. I swear, we're going to have to get like some positive gas and like carpet bomb my neighborhood. Another guy. Yeah, you really buy this? Yes.
Of course.
I mean, guys, if there was a bunch of teams in the NFC that were all 6-0 or something, I'd say, or a 5-0, we are certainly in the mix, and I think we still haven't even hit everything which we can hit in stride to attain what we want to do on both sides of the ball. Matthew Judon today, D. Lett asked about the pass rush. He agreed. They're not doing enough work. They got to get that tightened up.
Yeah, I did an interview in Charlotte, Mike, and they asked about Judon. They said, what do you guys think about Judon? What do we think about him? I think he's making plays. I don't think anybody on this team is dominating sacks. If you're expecting Judon to be a double-digit sack guy, I still do, Mike. Season is long. If you're telling me we can't get to 10 sacks with Matthew Judon, then he either is not the player we thought, or this team defensively is going to have a lot of problems moving forward. I think we'll get there. It may be a slow process, but individually, what do you think about Judon so far, four or five games?
I got to be honest. I love we interviewed him. Love the guy's attitude and, you know, what he said about how the Falcons don't owe him anything. And, you know, his argument was with the Patriots. Maybe the Patriots were right. But I've always said Judon comes in here, it's supposed to elevate the game of Arnold Ebiketie.
Mm.
And it hasn't yet. Ebiketie's got no sacks. And we've talked about, look, Lorenzo Carter is what he is. You know, he looks the part, but unfortunately the numbers are just not there. So if there's something Jimmy Lake has to tweak, as Jimmy Lake also gets more familiar with these guys the way Zach Robinson has on offense, but still, that seems like a cop-out. You got some dudes, put them in position to make plays, otherwise try to make a trade at the deadline for another dude.
We expect to go to Carolina and win, and I hope you do too. Zach Robinson was asked on Andy and Randy, what challenges the Panthers present?
It'll be a good chess match. They got good players across the field there. Good secondary. I know they've been a little bit banged up, but shoot, it's an NFL game, and you know you're going to get everybody's best every single Sunday. So we got to be ready to roll, but definitely expecting a good challenge, knowing, you know, the defensive coaches that they have on that side of the ball, as well as the players they got going.
Yeah, I think, and again, this is just simplistic, right? Let's go out and try to run the ball. Give it to Algier. Give it to Bijan. I don't know if they're going to limit his carries, Mike. I know he's been limited all week in practice. We'll see how that shakes out. But force them to do what we're going to have to do. Stop the run. And if they're not able to do that with all these injuries they have up front on defense, then that's a problem. And I say we just run it down their throat. There's no reason to make this difficult.
Nope. Everything we thought we'd see early on, because maybe some limitations of Kirk, and that's in the rearview now. Everybody kind of agrees. Zach Robinson said it. You know, that Steeler game feels like it was a year ago. You know, so now you're right. Let's run the football down their throat, set up the play action, everybody involved, maintain the Pitt's momentum. Let's go. And they can't, if that's all hitting and we're scoring 30 points, Carolina can't match that.
No, I don't think they can keep up either. 404-726-0929. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Speaking of Pitts, Robinson, that's Zach Robinson, our OC, was talking about Pitts production last week.
You know, I think for Kyle, it's just always going to be about the details and being in the right spot at the right time and the quarterback trusting where he's going to be. There was really nothing different in the game plan. Whether he was, you know, the primary or catching a backside route, the faster that he can play, the more decisive he can play, the more detailed he can play, he's going to get the ball within the flow of the offense. I thought that was a great illustration the other night.
Now, I don't expect Zach Robinson to come out and say, hell yeah, we were trying to get him the ball. Because then you're putting, you know, the spotlight on something that has been obvious with everybody, which is you haven't gotten him the ball. So he said the right things there. Kyle, whatever it is that we asked him earlier the week, what is it that you did? Was there anything different? He said, no, not really. I think everybody's playing this same card, Mike. No, we didn't really do anything different. Well, then how the hell did that guy throw for 500 yards?
Right.
What was going on?
Now, again, we've talked about the dynamic of the defense and the Bucs. You know, they said, look, we're going to try to take away some of the things you want to do. See, that's the thing. How many times in the last 6 years, if a team takes away something, we don't have a plan B? Well, you took away. Well,
there's no gambling at the club.
We sound like Ted Knight over a 4 foot putt. So that's where it went. Now we've got a guy who says, I got it. Get on my back. Let's go. Zip, zip, zip. We won the game.
We did. What about the pass rush? I want you to hear Grady as we talk about our Falcons. You guys can hit us up. Find us at Mike Bell, ATL. That's on Twitter, not X. Mm-hmm. And I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, of course, follow the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929. And always follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, Bryant McFadden, co-host of All Things Covered. That's the podcast. He's also an NFL analyst, is going to join us. We'll break down the games and talk about this one as well. Here's Grady talking about having to be better at getting to the QB.
I think it all works together. I think it all works together from coverage to pressure from us up front, from the calls working together and just complementing each other. And we're doing a good job of, you know, to the quarterback getting the ball out and we stop him, you know, get off the field, stuff like that. But we got to be more aware on, like, say if it's first and 10 or second and 8, you know, not just always knowing if it's a pass situation, you know, what you got to convert faster. And, you know, we got to be better. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, that's the reality of it. There ain't no excuses in then, but I can reassure you that we're doing the things enough self-scout to be able to be more productive in that area. And nobody wants it more than the men in this building and coaches and players included. So I'm excited for that to, you know, to come out.
If we do not get multiple sacks this weekend, and I mean more than two, because I think this is the way their offensive line is banged up, okay? And they do not have a bunch of dynamic wide receivers. The bottom line is, Mike, this is the week we should be collecting. And if we don't, then after this week, we might have to look in the mirror and say, we might not have those guys.
And that's where, you know, it's not exactly like a big laundry list of dudes you could go pick up. I mean, everybody's alive in the playoffs. It's not like baseball where you can really go pick somebody up and trade to
Hassan Reddick.
But you got to pay him. Look, as you always say, there's a will, there's a way, and there's always some way to move some money around. But then you kind of find yourself in that, you know, that situation we just got out of where you got big money on guys that are maybe past their prime. Not going to name names, Grady. But